besides asking for consecration, Mary also asked us to pray the scriptural rosary. Susan Schoenecker is going to tell us more about that.
Okay. When I was little, no one taught me how to pray the rosary. We didn't pray it in my immediate family. When I was at my grandmother's, we prayed it quickly, gotten over very quickly. When I got to be a little older, I thought to pray it well was to think of the Our Father words and the Hail Mary words. Only in the past several years did I learn to pray it scripturally. What does that mean? Well, the first thing is to try and slow it down a bit. It's not a race, it's more like a journey. It doesn't end, it continues mystery to mystery, day to day. When Mary appeared in Nigeria in 1995, she asked them to stop because they were going too fast. She said this three times in three of the Nigerian dialects. She also said, "I pray constantly and ask for mercy on your behalf, but I want you to help by praying the rosary. The prayer of the rosary drives the evil one far away and vexes him in the extreme. So pray the rosary reverently with all your might. And in doing so, you will be helping me bring down the mercy of God, which is what the world needs right now." She also said, "Hold on to your rosary. It is your weapon. Pray it very well. It is your power." In Nicaragua, she said, this is kind of a long one, but it's got a lot of good things in it. She said, "I want the rosary to be prayed every day." Bernardo interrupted, "Yes, we are praying it at the parish." She replied, "I want it to be prayed permanently within the family, including the children old enough to understand, to be prayed at a set hour when there are no problems with the work in the home." She told him that the Lord does not like prayers that we make in a rush or say mechanically. Because of that, she recommended praying the rosary with the reading of biblical citations and that we put into practice the Word of God. When I heard this, I thought, this is Bernardo, thought this and said, "How is this? Because I did not know the rosary was biblical." That is why I asked her, and she said, "Where are the biblical citations?" She told me to look for them in the Bible. "Pray, pray, my son, the rosary for all the world." Then Our Lady told him to look up in the sky, and Bernardo beheld a group of Dominicans dressed in white, carrying luminous rosaries in their hands. The beads were extremely white, and they gave off lights of different colors. One of them carried a very large open book. He would read, and after listening, they silently meditated. They appeared to be as if in prayer. After this period of prayer and silence, they prayed the Our Father and 10 Hail Marys. I prayed with them. When the rosary was finished, Our Lady said to me, "These are the first ones to whom I gave the rosary. That is the way that I want all of you to pray the rosary." And then to Father Gobi, she said, and this is probably my favorite one, "Satan's pride will again be conquered by the humility of little ones, and he'll be defeated when I bind him, not by a great chain, but by a very frail cord, the Holy Rosary." There are several ways that you can begin praying a scriptural rosary. First one is really easy. It's on page 142 in the book. It gives a sentence or two from the Bible and has just a very small picture of that mystery. And when you have a little more time, you could maybe get your Bible out and read that whole chapter around the verses that they give. You can do Google searches. I'm not techie, but probably everybody in here is. So you can look that up on Google to look for each mystery. Go to bookstores and you can get books and booklets and pamphlets and CDs, you know, rosary CDs. They used to sell pictures in the bookstore that had an 8x10 colored picture of each mystery. So if that helps to look at a picture, you could try to find that on the internet or at a bookstore. For children, you might get one of those rosary coloring books and have them try to color especially carefully and prettily and make a folder or notebook. You could put each page in one of those plastic sheet protectors and make a little notebook out of it. Have them, when they're praying the rosary with you, they could open to that page, and instead of just saying like the visitation, you could have a sentence about what the visitation was, just very simply for children. When you pray the rosary, you're not ignoring the Our Fathers and the Hail Marys. It's like their background music for a really good movie. Think of it that way, maybe. One other thing I'd like to mention is about completing the 33 days preparation. and then making your consecration. Yes, those things are very important to prepare you, but then it's easy, at least it's easy for me to think, well, I'm finished now, I completed it, I'm done. But really, you're not. It's just the beginning, it's just the start. We're allowing Mary to use us for all good things. She only wants us to do God's holy will. We need to listen to her promptings. It's easy to talk ourselves out of these. Too busy, I'm too tired, I don't know how to do it. But we could ask ourselves, what if? What if I get an idea that I should attend Mass more often? And I did. What if we could pray a rosary well each day? And we did. What if we could help a neighbor who doesn't have any family around? And did. There are thousands of what ifs. What if we, our families, our parish, our world, be if only we would try to listen to and do what Mary will be asking us to do.